Welcome to this month's installment of Author Audio, brought to you by Quality Progress Magazine and ASQ, the global voice of quality. My name is Amanda Hankel, Assistant Editor for Quality Progress. This month, I'm speaking with the author of the September 2013 cover story, Standard Wise. Oscar Combs is President and Senior Consultant of the ISO 9001 Group, a management consulting firm based in Houston. His article discusses how, in order for organizations to realize the full benefits that can be gained from ISO 9001 adoption, they should view the standard as more than a quality management system standard and use it as a business management tool. Thanks so much for talking with me today, Oscar.
You're welcome, Amanda. I really appreciate you taking out time to talk to me today.
So in your article, you talk about how in the ISO 9001:2015 revision, the standard is being rewritten to be more of a business management standard, even though it's traditionally been viewed as a quality management system standard. Can you talk a bit more about that and the changes that we might see in the revision? It's certainly a hot topic with many of our listeners.
Well, it definitely is a hot topic, and it's going to be a wonderful change in my personal, professional opinion. And I'm really waiting for this change here in ISO 9001:2015. Now, ISO 2015 is projected to be released sometime in September of 2015, and so when the standard is released, it will focus more on the overall business processes and objectives as opposed to just those that have an impact on quality. You know, typically, ISO 9001, people have thought of ISO 9001 in regards to the technical processes, such as their manufacturing, their final inspection, the calibration of equipment, things of that nature. So there are many non-technical processes within any organization that have an impact on quality, which is what I really love about the new 2015 version. So here's a question. So what if the sales people capture requirements improperly? What if the account payable department doesn't pay supplier invoices on time? Okay, so if the sales people don't capture requirements, it has a major impact on everything downstream. If the accounts payables department doesn't pay supplier invoices on time, well, supplier may not provide their products or services to the organization, having an impact on the organization's product, having an impact on the delivery of the product to the customer. So just for example, Amanda, those are two major business processes that are not customarily thought of as quality processes, but with the ISO 9001:2015, you know, these are the types of business processes that will be brought into the fold.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. So by not viewing ISO 9001 as a business management standard, how would you say organizations might miss out on reaping the full benefits that can be gained from ISO 9001 adoption?
Well, let me just briefly go back, Amanda, and then I'm going to address that point, because I think there's two points that I want to make it very clear. You know, by looking at these business processes, the ISO 9001:2015 standard focuses more on identifying and assessing and mitigating risk within your organization. And so ISO 9001:2008 focused more on, you know, preventive and corrective action, whereas risk management is definitely a preventive action, but risks are present beyond dealing with just non-conforming products. So, you know, this is one of the reasons, again, why I'm so excited about the new version of the standard. Now, getting to the reason, your question here, when companies don't view ISO 9001 as a business management standard, there's a couple of points that I want to bring to bear here on this issue. Mm-hmm. Then the first thing is that even before ISO 9001:2015, I personally have always been of the mindset that quality is simply good business. And many of the requirements of ISO 9001, if we think about them, they just make good business sense. The unfortunate thing is that over the years, the ISO 9001 standard has taken a bad rap of being a bureaucratic, a lot of paperwork, but that is not the case. And I'm on a personal mission, Amanda, to change this paradigm, because it's a misleading and misrepresents this great value that we have in ISO 9001. And if it's done properly, the implementation of the standard is one of the quickest ways, in my opinion, to level the playing field and transform bad companies to good companies and good companies to great companies. And when a company understands its core processes and implements proper controls, and they work to continually improve their processes, man, that's a beautiful thing. If an organization wants to increase their profitability, I don't know any organization out there where increasing profitability is not one of their objectives. Well, I'm here to tell you that ISO 9001 is a great business tool for it.
Sure. So you talk about several aspects of ISO 9001 that can help organizations not only improve quality, but improve overall business management, including managing processes, measuring objectives, understanding customer requirements, and driving continuous improvement. In your experience, is there any one area that organizations maybe tend to struggle with in reaching their potential, and how can they overcome that?
Amanda, that's an awesome question, and it's one that plagues many small, mid, and large organizations. And over my 18 years of experience, one of the most common areas that I've seen organizations struggle with is setting clear business objectives. I'm not going to call them quality objectives, because in the standard, you know, they talk of, in ISO standard, they talk about quality objectives. We want to change that mindset to where we're just talking about business objectives, which quality objectives are part of the overall business strategy. So if an organization does not establish clear business objectives, they have no way to measure if what they are doing is indeed effective, or if it's not effective. This is why many organizations keep doing the same thing and they get the same results. Organizations can overcome this issue here by understanding their core processes and workflow within the organization. Once they understand that and they establish clear business objectives for each of those processes, they are able to take action, what we call maybe corrective action or preventive action, to address anything that's not reaping the desired result. So here's an example. In the sales process, the salespeople should capture customer requirements properly. I mean, that's one of their core outcomes of their job, is to talk to the customers to determine what the customers need and capture those customer requirements and bring them back into the organization. So simply a clear objective for this process would be to capture customer requirements, let's say properly 98% of the time. I want to leave some room for human error. So let's say a clear objective for the sales team is to capture customer requirements properly 98% of the time. Now, how would we measure it? This example here of this objective can easily be measured in real time by monitoring how many orders have to be amended due to internal errors by the sales team. So that's a simple example, but the overall theme here, to answer your question, is that organizations need to set clear objectives, And then they need to measure if the processes are meeting those objectives. And if organizations practice this for all of their processes within their organization, they will definitely notice a tremendous impact, positive impact.
So when the ISO 9001 2015 revision is released, what should an organization do to begin adopting the changes in the revised standard? Is there a process that should be followed or tips that you have to ensure that organizations are implementing the changes?
The first thing organizations should do is to stop thinking quality management and start thinking business and risk management. Well, that's the biggest thing. You know, that's the biggest paradigm shift. And then if an organization has an internal quality team, what they should do is to work to start educating, starting at the top, educating top management about, you know, the transition from quality management to business and risk management. I mean, this is what upper management wants to talk about anyway. That's what they're there for. And so they would definitely appreciate having this conversation with their quality personnel. Now, if an organization has a team that's able to have these conversations, promote this internally with all the staff, you know, that's great. And then secondly, they should start working on their documentation, getting that aligned, coming up with what we call a matrix, all the ISO 9001 2008 requirements compared to the 2015 requirements, and then work to convert their 2008 documentation over to the 2015 requirements. If an organization can do that internally, that's great. If they can't, you know, definitely highly recommend them reach out to a professional consultant or some other resource where they can do this. Because I've seen a lot of organizations, Amanda, you know, try to do this, and they end up going back to the issue where I told you we're trying to change the paradigm shift that ISO 9001 is not a bureaucratic and it's not paper-based. You know, just all about paperwork. And so it's important to do that right. And if an organization don't have the resources to do it internally, you know, I would highly recommend them reaching out to someone to help them with that.
Okay, so then finally, do you have any advice for people who are reading the article and listening to this interview and they want to move their organization's implementation of ISO 9001 beyond quality management and think of it in terms of a business management standard? You know, where do they start in terms of changing the organization's outlook as a whole and seeing the standard in a new light and, you know, adopting and implementing it as more than a quality management standard?
One of the biggest things that can be done, which I think I mentioned, is to start thinking more business management and not quality management. So I think that bears repeating, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, once you do that, you have to understand what the overall organization's mission is. What is the organization's vision? What is the organization's top management? What are they trying to accomplish? Okay, what products or services do we offer? What do our customers desire? What's the trends in the industry? What's the trends internally within our organization? Do our suppliers understand this whole concept of, you know, business versus quality, business management versus quality management, and thinking more risk? So it's all facets. We have to think externally, internally first, and then we have to reach out to our external partners, being our suppliers, and other entities that are involved, and just kind of really educate everyone that, hey, this is our new mindset, our new paradigm shift here at XYZ Company. We're focusing more on tying our objectives to our business and not just simply tying our objectives to our product. And I would say that, you know, those are some of the key things I believe any organization can really benefit from by just moving it up from quality all the way up to this, to a business focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's great advice. All right. Well, thank you so much, Oscar, for taking the time to talk about the article today. I really appreciate it.
Well, Amanda, again, I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to just kind of expound a bit more on the article and what my thought process was when I was writing it. And again, I want to thank you for that opportunity, and appreciate it.
Well, again, you can find the feature article standard-wise in the September 2013 issue of Quality Progress magazine, as well as at our website, www.qualityprogress.com. This is Amanda Henkel of Quality Progress magazine, and thanks for listening.